It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the blog guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
You know, that introduction reminds me of a lot of things.
Chuck, you need a haircut. It's starting to make funny animal shapes.
Yeah, like the fact that I need a haircut.
I'm losing my hair. I'm fat and repulsive.
Yeah, or that I'm losing my hair and I'm fat and repulsive. You know, folks say that we're a little bit hard on Tom for him having the shaved head, but, you know, we're not exactly easy on me.
Look at that hair! Look at that mop! Look at that helmet! What do you say to a barber to get that type of haircut?
Well, you say take a little off the top, I suppose. And I will have to say that to my barber again soon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be here, Chuck. Thanks.
See, it's not just your hair that we, or lack thereof, that we pick on. And in my case, it's because I keep taking these damned headphones on and off, and then that just makes my hair get bigger and bigger and bigger. Honestly, the more I do radio, the more I look like my high school yearbook picture in terms of how wide the hair gets.
There's an easy solution, Chuck.
Yeah, the only problem is, Tom, that my wife told me when we were dating more than 25 years ago that if I ever went bald, she'd divorce me. And I only half think she was joking. So... it's not a decision I'm ready to make yet. This is one of those problems. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Investment Management. He is the editor of ETF Trends, and he joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower offers independent advice free from the conflicts of interest typical of their traditional brokerage firm. Learn more what makes Hightower different at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
The market vector is gold. Ticker symbol GDH.
It's, again, because we sort of got a little bit off that on that sounder. It is ticker symbol GDH, the market vectors...
Gold miner ETF.
Okay, so we're actually going with a gold mining ETF. There's got to be some very specific reasons why you're suggesting folks take that chance, because a lot of folks have been saying maybe you want to own gold, but they're a little cautious about the miners.
Yeah, some people might have thought I got a little too much sun topside this weekend, Chuck, but I'll tell you, if you look at the fundamentals, they really are there. So a couple things to keep in mind. Even with gold hovering around $1,550 an ounce, it only takes $1,000 to get an ounce of gold out of the ground these days. Pretty good profit margin when you look at about $500 an ounce. And from a valuation standpoint, the average PE of the miners that make up this index are $11 or less, which is really, really advantageous these days when you're looking for valuations.
In terms of why would you want to own the miners instead of owning the straight gold ETFs?
Well, picture this. First, if the price of gold were even to flatline at this point, there's still a lot of profit in every ounce that's taken out of the ground. Along with that, even when you look at the emerging markets and the global demand for gold, it continues to increase. China alone, they're saying, where it was a demand for 770 tons in 2011, estimates are for over 1,000-ton demand in 2012. And China and India are going to account for over 50% of world gold demand in the next 2 to 5 years. So, demand isn't waning, the price is declining, but the profitability is still there. So if you look at these miners, even if the price remains the same, you've got great and profitable opportunities with these miners that make up this gold mining index or ETF.
You've got plenty of folks who are naysayers on gold right now who are saying that gold got bid up almost to bubble levels. And we have seen some of a step back, not a huge step back. Where do you see gold right now in the commodity cycle?
Well, there are a lot of fundamentals. You've got gold as now a safe haven, not just for individuals, not just for institutions and advisors that are diversifying into alternative areas, but countries themselves are buying billions of dollars just to be able to preserve their own currency. And from a fundamental standpoint, all those aspects are there. The way investors look at gold today is much different than they did years ago, where it was more of a speculative nature. I think going forward, gold is an asset class that not only institutions and advisors are looking at, but also individuals. So the question is, how do you play it? Do you play it by buying gold coins or buying gold-related ETFs that mirror the price of gold? In this case, there's a strong reason to consider buying the miners because of the current valuations and the prospects for going forward may be better than buying the metal itself.
And we should point out that the Market Vectors TR Gold Miners ETF, ticker symbol GDX, it's really following mid and large cap gold miners, not the juniors.
That's correct. There is a junior ETF, GDXJ, but again, for the average investor that's looking to have some diversified representation among liquid companies, this is something to consider.
Well, it's funny because it's going to dovetail, I think, pretty well with our next guest here on Money Life, because in our big interview segment, we're going to be talking to Harry Dent, who believes the market is about to go to hell in a handcart. And let's be perfectly honest, there's nothing quite like gold for those times too, correct?
Absolutely.
So for anybody who is taking a look, it's the ETF of the week. It is the Market Vectors TR Gold Miners ETF, ticker symbol GDX. And our guest, Tom Lydon, he is the president of Global Trends Asset Management. He is the editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information about him. Go to at Tom Lydon on Twitter. That's a good place to do it. And it's ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a great week.
Up next, like I said, it is Harry Dent. The guy who gave you the roaring 2000s, his next one's on the coming market crash. You don't want to miss that. You may want to miss the crash, but you don't want to miss the interview. It's next on Money Life.